Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yongera katonde ngaliza manyi.
Add God a mighty hand cloud.
Oyongera omugurumize.
And you move to glorify him.
Oyo akuwarudde nakuleta mu busere byobujogo.
He has drawn you and brought you in this time of coldness.
Wandigambye kasigale mu buliri.
You have said remain in my bed.
Eh ngaba naba mwe basigadde.
Some of your brethren have remained.
Nayo ugambye kanfube.
But you said let me try.
Inokgenda.
I have to go.
Webale Yesu.
Thank you Jesus. Who's enabled me, drawn me, reached me again as today. Thank you Holy Spirit. You has empowered me, not by power, not by my mind, but you Holy Spirit. Zachariah 4 verse 6, not by power, not by mind, but by you Holy Spirit. I've been able to reach in this place.
Mm.
I know it's not in man to guide their feet, but the feet of the righteous
will
be guided by God.
It's
God who gives us the Holy Spirit to lead us.
Mm.
As be Romans chapter 8 verse 14, that
only
by the Spirit of God they are the children of God. We not give a spirit of bondage to fear,
but
give the Spirit of God, Christ, Abba, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Many days are on this world.
You
speak for us. Thank you, Spirit of Truth.
Jesus
came down in Acts 2, verse 3 and 4. Up to today, still move on to sing for us. You've not forsaken us. But you came to not to leave us as orphans. Our Lord Jesus promised in John chapter 14,
start
from verse 15 up to 26,
you
will not leave us orphans, but send us a comforter, the Holy Spirit,
who
spared for us. Orphans meet many things. Yes,
we
have seen orphans of the world and they see many things. First of all, all inheritance is robbed from them.
They
have robbed from inheritance of heaven, inheritance of salvation, inheritance of rich us in heaven. They have been robbed from us. Don't be coherent with Jesus, as
it
is in Romans chapter 8 verse 9 up to 16.
Inherits
with the Lord Jesus.
He
wouldn't have been able. Everything would have been stolen. All the treasures of life, including the key of knowledge, would have been stolen.
Even
those who don't trust you,
they
steal their riches of knowledge from them, and they steal all goodness, and they are tormented by evil spirits. But you've been a comforter. God left us orphans. You fought for our lives. You fought for our positions. You fought for our destiny until we go back home in heaven. Thank you for not leaving us orphans. Oh Holy Spirit, orphans, they don't clothe. They
broke
their clothing from there. Not have had a heavenly body, even heavenly garments, not have had them, but you protected them. You've done good to us. Our land, the land of inheritance of heaven, it would have been robbed from us. It would have not gone to our home country, but
you've
been cheap. You protect life, protect the riches, and all our goodness which come from God. You fought for us. I don't know how I can speak.
You
not yet know, but I know it so much.
To
remain an orphan, what it means in the midst of world of robbers. And there is a robber
spoken
in John 10 verse 10.
Satan
came to steal, kill this boy.
Him
when he
bought
not the orphans. There are orphans in the world. And you know the robber Satan, what he's done to them. They never will count the comforter. Yes. But you think about that word. You know to rob life from you. And they rob from you every good thing. Because you are an orphan. But he said, I'll not leave you orphans. That is a very great word. Teacher Eddie. That word is very big. I have ever seen orphans. And they are surrounded by robbers. But even church.
This
they kill day and night. If it had remained at orphans. And what surprised most? When they send a comforter, help us not be as orphans. Yet we pushed him away with the evil works. Then you saw the robber Satan. He came to steal, to kill and destroy. And he destroyed the church. And he persecuted it. Demons they chase, they don't go. Sickness. Problems. If all the things fall upon you, know it that you are orphans. Have never welcomed the comforter. Yes. And you see the state of church. Demons become demons. You know the house of orphans, how it appears. And you find disorder in there. Children, orphans, and even girl children. My God.
Yeah.
And you find a bold boys in the house. You find children of God, they're born again. They get married to Muslims.
Oh.
Man. That is the world of orphans. They got married to Catholics. They got married to sorcerers.
Hey. We got,
if you remain an orphan, all the wolves can enter into the house.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
much. Never allow to remain as orphans. Jesus saw it's very dangerous. Always hold on to the comfort of the Holy Spirit. He will help you. Always hold tight on Him. So much. You don't know what this would mean.
Have you seen
the houses of the orphans? Have you ever seen the homes, houses of orphans? Or you have ever been one in the world? How do they appear? Mostly when they're surrounded by thieves. The thief Satan. That is church you see filled with problems. And never welcome the comforter. They are orphans. Life of fighting to survive.
Oh,
man.
Lutaro.
Fight.
Demons.
You bind them with ropes. They have refused.
You
joke with the house of orphans how it appears. Where there was a father who fought for his family. Where was mother? And even if one father goes away and the mother remains alone, man, wolves of the new fathers. Now when the Holy Spirit goes away and there cometh an evil spirit,
amen.
You've gotten a wild father who is very hard. The stepfather is very hard. Even passing the children, he uses them. One day, if God will give us grace, I will show you what it means to be an orphan of the church. And you are no fun. And to say the church of the orphans, how it appears. And the comforter, the Holy Spirit is not there. You can always be fast things never end. Because the father who gives food, even the mother, they are not there. Miracles which you have food for children, it's not easy to see. Men.
Especially
the orphans. Right then, there cometh robbers in the house, Satan and his demons, and they begin to hunt and persecute. There is an in church put there to give you food in its season. And robbers make deals with them and the sales of your spirits for just pounds of silver. And they persecute those meant to be persecuted. What happens in the church of the orphans? It is very hard. And the church, now in the entire world, most of them are like that. The comforter
may
take us from not being orphans. The Holy Spirit, they never welcomed him. All this is demons in the church. There is a sign which show that church there are orphans. A house to lack commands in there. You know these are orphans.
These are orphans.
Who give command to who? Every person has their faith for their orphans. If there was the Holy Spirit, would have God rebuked this even both far and put them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. But if you see every orphan does what they want,
fine.
You mind a time you've never been orphaned.
The time
father and the mother, they are going to visit, they have left you for 3 days home. Man. There we can do whatever we want. You remember those moments? Have you ever experienced that moment? Father and mother left you for a couple of days. Let me see. What did you do? You become independent.
Church,
signs of being orphans, there are many which they have, and they show the Holy Spirit is not there. You can eat
over
food, you shall eat potatoes. I want portion.
Why?
Find each one has cooked a saucepan of their own food. That's why every church has its own way, its own gospel. Everyone cook what they want. Those are signs of being orphans. Father and the mother not there.
We fed
the uncle, the aunt that sent. We chased him. For our Father in heaven, after Christ to be God as the second time, he appeared our mother in getting born again.
It
went back to the Father in heaven.
He said,
let me send you this uncle, Auntie, the Comforter, Holy Spirit. You don't be orphans. Auntie, we chase her way. The uncle, we say things of entrusting us. That's why everyone cooks their own saucepan. Their own food, their own type, which is not even there. No children in those moments. Find another one to cook sauce, and there is sauce, salt, and sugar, and they had sort of it, but the mother refused them. Now she's gone away. The orphans are the ones remained.
You
find them that put sauce, they put salt and sugar in it. Now what is that?
Cheka Daros.
Daros.
Daros sauce. Daros fans.
Daros what? Sauce.
Kakati.
Now. Those are what are in the Church of the Orphans. The clothes you can clothe. You remember them? When you left you, when you become youthful, teenager. As the church of the youth is today. You can clothe. You
become
the mirror of the mother. And you paint
Mama,
the eyes. You can do every stubbornness of yourselves. And you reach in the church.
No man.
And you know, these offers, no one speaks
on
them. Everyone, they have clothed clothings on themselves. One with the breast show. Ankle show.
Mini
skirts, panties, they're all in
mama
there. The mother is not in the house. Even the father, even the uncle was chased away. If you enter the church of orphans, you spot this one is of the orphans. We have conversed. That is a good story and a conversation.
The
children can make hair of the rascals they refused them. Ish. You find them in the seat of the father. The father is not in the house. I am your father in the spirit. And he said, you, get away.
You
just a child, get from the seat of the father. When the father comes back, what do you tell him?
But
many when reaching the pastors, they are in the seat of the father. Comfortable.
They
tell you, kiss the shock of the father.
They
did, the father never did that. But because he's not there.
Our
elder sisters,
Bamusumba mama,
the female pastors.
Ayaya.
Men.
Wow.
Eish.
Azalaka mini.
She wears a mini skirt and you see all the ways.
Our true
this is of the orphans here. Keep silent. What do you make noise for here?
What
do you search? And they're
orphans.
Another find them in the hinges of the house. Everyone. Another became father, another mother. What is in the house of the orphans? Now what I've told you is like that. In the house of God, the church of God, that of the orphans, it is easily seen. If you know what they mean, and you know what orphans, what it means in the spiritual world, compare it with the orphan in the world, and they are surrounded by robbers. Pastor Godfrey, how is it out there? Have you ever seen church of the orphans out there? But all those we shall speak about them. Let's read that verse where those words have come from. Then we shall move on, but it will be one day. We shall come and we see. And they go. They strike the shepherd and the sheep scatter. I tell you what happens there. Let's read in the John. John chapter 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse
17.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be within you. Verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet, I will not leave you orphans. Comfortless. No comforter. Comfortless. They have been left there. Those are what they call orphans. If he leaves you as an orphan, no one helps. Those we've spoken of above, there are the few which happen there. Praise Jesus much. We shall speak of them when God will be pleased. Today we've been conversing about them. On that day we shall study about them. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and the Bible reader, Teacher James Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, we base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to move rich unto you the sixth standard strategy of God. Praise Jesus much. That strategy of fulfilling the worldwide call, known as the harvesters of spirits, to get them from this earth, take them back to heaven. And these work under two God's heavenly governments on the earth, where there is God's heavenly government on the earth. It's possible to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth. And to see that the castle of God in heaven is established on the earth, together with its second government, we call the central government, God's government and governments of the world, which is responsible to see that you can say the governments of the world with God's heavenly governments on the earth, which works within church. And it brings to know that here is God's government which works from here within church, and to make the church to know that we have governments of the world and God works within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Right now we proclaim it to governments of the world that God rules 99%.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we've come see many things on those governments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we reach began to see of 8 departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth, that having responsibility to see things done in heaven, they are done on earth. And to see that the castle of God is in heaven, it's established on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we reached up to the seventh department. Department of Holy Angels of God. In the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As they gather in heaven, that in heaven there is a church of the Holy Ones who overcame right from this world. And they are in the same city of the angels, Jerusalem of heaven. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 up to 23, in the same time,
and
we to church the Holy Ones of God on the earth. We too have to gather together with angels who are sent to serve us, even to minister together with them. As Hebrews chapter
1
verse 13 and 14 says, and Revelation chapter 22 verse 8 and 9, praise Jesus
much.
We studied much on these angels, and we reached to see of seven divisions of the seven groups of angels. Their works, their codes, and the way they are led by seven spirits of God to fulfill their works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when we finished to see there, we began on another head and said, and we saw of seven codes of the seven groups of angels, and the way they help us to discern between the holy angels of God from the fallen angels of Satan. And we base much in Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 to enter verse 17.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
When we saw the war which happened in heaven, angel Michael with all angel holy angels as they fought Satan and his fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are able to analyze many words which helped us much to discern between the holy angels of God and the fallen angels of Satan. And in that time we were heading on to listen codes, the codes of the seven groups of angels. Right there is where God brought a word which said that when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. And we first channeled first there. Because we need to cause these angels manifest on this earth, but without faith,
it's
possible to manifest the things which are not seen.
So
it was right that we enter into there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the heaven was planted, that when the Son of Man will come back, will he find faith on the earth? According to Luke chapter 18 verse 8.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we got explained that the faith he speaks of, according to Romans 10 verse 17, it has to come from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not any other story, not all words of the world,
but
the faith he asks whether you will find it, it's that come from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this word, it must be put in action according to what we read in James chapter 2 verse 26, and he says that as the body is dead without the spirit, it is dead. Even faith without works, it is dead.
Through
those who hear the word and they don't put it in action, still they do not have faith. The Son of God,
come on, yes,
our Lord Jesus Christ, that he has to find there. Means you too will believe,
yet
don't put in action.
There is no faith which is there. And he told us, we see many religions, we see many beliefs, even salvation, in different places. But we think that faith is moving on.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But that faith comes from hearing the word of God. People no more have time or it. They are in take it, the finger of God. Others totally gave up on them. Like those of religions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But those of the
believer,
they are right there. And they do not teach the word to reach in understanding. Those of salvation, and they move to take it and receiving it. Others who believe the words, and they hear faith come from here and the word of God, and they don't put faith in action, and it appear dead, and it's never there, and they never appear in the righteous. Because in Romans 10 verse 10 he told us the person who believes is their hearts to be given righteousness. But they have believed after hearing and to putting in action, then they are given righteousness. And that helps our Lord not to come back and find us as Sodom and Gomorrah,
where
they sought for only five righteous and they were not found.
What
we saw Genesis 19. But we are told in the many words
now
what caused us depart from faith, hearing the seven spirits and the doctrines of demons, according to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and the verse 1, that in the latter time people will depart from faith, even he to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Praise Jesus
much.
When we came back in our second service, we began from there. We can decide between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We were told many things on the spirit of truth, the truth in the word of God, the holy scriptures, and the spirit of error, and it caused us depart from truth. That's in the word of God. As we twist the meaning, we subtract and we add in it. In the end, it's destruction.
So
we are able to understand many things there. Praise Jesus much. But we ended as we had been told that our God never possessed any person to speak upon their heads. But
he
makes our mouth his mouthpiece. And right there,
I want you to
understand much by the Holy Spirit. Our God, God
who
created heaven and earth, we can say God who created heaven and earth, he does not possess any person to speak upon their head. But makes our mouth his mouth. He marks our mouth. Yes. He makes our mouth his mouthpiece. Sure. That is what he does. For in the midst of the world, we saw there are a God come on the heads of the people, and they say, I am your father, I Jesus, I am the Holy Spirit, I am the angel of the Lord, and they have possessed heads of humans, and they are those possessed by fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
God who created heaven and earth, he does not possess any person to speak upon their head, but he makes our mouth his mouthpiece. God who created heaven and earth, he does not possess any person to speak upon their heads, but he makes our mouth his mouthpiece. The note down there we have said that in these seasons the fallen angels who appear as demons of the clans, who appear as gods of nations, they come out to possess heads of people. Yes. In these seasons,
the fallen angels appear as demons of the dead, appear as gods of our nations. They come out, possess people. They come on their heads and they say, I your father. I God your father.
I
Jesus Christ who died for you. I the Holy Spirit. I the angel of the Lord. Now all those and they spread many places all over the world. That's why we need to understand that God who created heaven and earth, he does not possess any person to speak upon their heads, but he makes a mouth, his mouthpiece. Praise Jesus much. This takes you to know your worth. When he speaks in Jeremiah, he said, after you will discern between the precious from the vile, I will often make your mouth into my mouth. Yes.
He
not a way he's going to possess you.
Mm.
Yes. Let's read, we see. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19.
Therefore,
thus says the Lord, if you return, then will I bring you again, and you shall stand before me. And if you take forth the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return unto you, but return not you unto them. Yes. After you discern the precious, when you return to the Lord, God who created heaven and earth, he too draws you back to himself. Began to discern between the precious from the vile. Understood that the kingdom of God, his righteousness, in the kingdom of heaven, they are very precious. And
you
learn from things of the world and the lusts out there. Understood that even your spirit is very precious. What profit is the entire world? And then you are forfeiting it.
And
what can you give out? Exchange with your soul. Understood your spirit is very precious. Understood the kingdom of God.
And
his righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven. Much value. It's like a treasure which was hid. I will not go much speak of the treasure I spoke about, but I've pointed up upon you. One of them is your spirit.
And
say, what will you exchange with it?
And
one prophet eat the world, yet you fulfill in the soul. Things of the world are cheaper compared to your spirit. The other, the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it's a treasure
hidden.
It appears like a treasure hidden. What a person sees, and he sells off all his possessions and he goes to buy off. There are the things you have to discern from the precious. We shall handle them on their day.
But
after you do all those like that, God is going to make your mouth his mouthpiece. He does not possess any person.
Wants
your mouth to be his, that through it he pass his words. Yes. Praise Jesus much. Because there's much perversions which are spread the entire world. And these fallen angels who appear as demons of a class, appear as gods of our nations, have come, began, possess people, and they come down physically. That I, your father, who created heaven and earth. Jesus who died for you on the cross.
I,
Holy Spirit, your comforter, who is ever present in time of sorrow, and they release wrong commands, including angels right now,
and you will find those people that upon them angels come down. But what you first know, God told me in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19, when I will return right from those gods, he will bring me back to himself. If I discern the pressure from the vial, that the first precious, my spirit is very precious.
It's
nothing I can exchange it with. What profit me the entire world? Yet I'm forfeiting my soul. The other, you know that the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heavens, it is very precious. It's like a treasure hidden in the ground, which a person discovers and sell off all their possessions and they buy this kingdom. Right there, God is ready to make your mouth into his mouthpiece.
Does
not possess you, he wants to use your mouth to speak to the nations. And that's why you see
that
Old and New Testament recommendation upon them, they say that God does not get to be on the head of any person. He does not possess the head of any person to speak upon it. According to Hebrews 1 verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1.
Katondedda bwe yayogereranga mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri ennyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi.
God, who at many times and in various manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2.
Mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma yayogerera naffe mu mwana gwe yassaawo okuba omusika wa byonna.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir over all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Yes.
He
said that God in all times spoke with us in the prophets. In. Not on. Yes. In.
By.
By the prophets.
Through.
Through the prophets.
See. On.
Not kuboga ali kubo on them possessing them.
Amen.
Language is clear here.
Takube mu banabi.
If any prophets,
no
one came to possess on their heads.
Is by
yali mubo ibai by ngaita mubo.
Okuita
passing through.
Yes, you have
Jesus
Amen.
Much. If Old Testament is short, spoke through by the prophets. By the prophets. It did come on their heads. No. You know, we'd have read
it
through and see. These verses help to join up all
of them.
In the last place of the New Testament, he says, still spoke. Through the Son. Passing through the Son.
Possessing
the Son. Not on the Son. By the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Do not be confused.
He
did spoke by us on the Son. No. Passing through by the Son. He passed his word through him. Apostles, they say, we cannot say that our speaking was upon us. But them too, they just passed through them. Yes. Join up those verses very well.
We say
begin Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your mouth is making the mouthpiece that he passed through his words.
When
we read Hebrews 1 verse 1 to 2,
he
passed his word through the prophets. Their mouth he made them his.
munako zoluvanyuma
the last days
indagani pyange
etali testament beginning
najikurawo no mwana ndaita mu mwana
pass through the sun
singa ali ku mwana
not being on the sun
nabatume bagamba
even apostles they
nabo baishwam
them to they pass through them
ebigambo bya katonda
the words of god
yebakolise chokubire sule yoku
2 Corinthians chapter 3
abakolise chokubire esule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwokuna
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4
era wetu tyo bwetwesiga katonda kuwa kristo
and such trust have we through Christ toward God
olinyoro kutano
verse 5
sikubanga feka tulino obuyinza okulowoza ekigambo kyonna ngekiva gye tuli nayo obuyinza bwaffe buva eri katonda
not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves but our sufficiency is of God yes
nabo katonda yabayishamu yisa
them to God just passed through them
kwigamba
now to say
here
I give an example
the radio station you now where
any radio station wherever it is
itaga kuposition a radio yoku
does not need to possess your radio to speak
itaga network eise bigambo mu radio yoku
needs a network which pass those words through your radio yes
radio station jebera
where the radio station is
mo studio mera mo mtu omoba babiri obashatu
to the one or two to three people
kitafo mwana no mo
the father son and the holy spirit let us give an example when they speak from there they don't need to sit in through your radio to speak within your radio they need to send those signals of their words
they
pass through your radio and you hear them as you understood well now God in heaven
it doesn't need to come on
the head of someone possessing it
yetaga kuba mu studio zeze mu
the studios of heaven
na syndica networks bugwe
that works within you yes
na ise dobozi lye mukwe kamwa ko
voice through your mouth
yetaga kuri nya
does not need to come on you
possess you kutegera
so easy to understand
ugambye ngabola ba radio station
as you say radio station
or TV station
or television station
ngeri mwabo ogezi omuba babiri obasa
two three people speaking
tebetaga kujja mu radio yo
don't need to come into your radio or your television
bajiyingire mbatule mbogerere
mu enter in it sit and speak within it
betaga
they need
network
etambuza
marobozi gabo
moving their voices
okuva ku radio station webali
radio station webali
bajiyingira mu tv yo ba mu radio yo
it your television or radio
betaga transmitter
they need a transmitter
irete bifananye kuvali mu studio yawe okujja ku TV
studio onto your televisions
katika tuna theater kwa TV aina umoyo mutukufu
he has the holy spirit
nashina gena mubinji
before I go into march
kubanka baka daudi agaga
because king david said
umoyo wa mukama aliku
spirit of the lord was upon my tongue
nechigambo
in his word
ngachiri mukama waka
was in my mouth
tigeza network signal yokaje tunayo moyo mutukufu
network signal we have is of the holy spirit yes.
Yes, signal you wait aga.
That is the signal you need.
Emanye bya katonda.
Which knows the things of God.
Nebi jeri katonda.
Even it gets from God.
Nebi leta jituli.
And brings them to us.
Tuvura abagamba.
That's why they say.
Nabita bayogiranga bibaya
kadanga. Prophets never spoke what they want.
Nebi bayogiranga bivudde
katonda. But spoke what came from God.
Abakurembedwa mu mutukufu.
They were led by the Holy Spirit. The network in the midst there.
Eh wakati wa katonda na
fawereza. And us his servants.
Katonda leta kuja.
God does not need to come possess on you on the head.
Twagala bakatonda balaisi.
Don't want such cheap gods like that.
Abataina de ku technology na
katonda. Don't have any technology at all.
Betaga kulekana mulondo zabo.
They need to live their own
thrones. Bajiba possessing mitwe jaba.
Can't possess human heads.
Ulinacho utekera.
Something you understand there.
Omanyi muke nakendo okutisibwa tisibwa mirembe jino
you'll be threatened with
kambo katonda
those things which come down that they are gods
yeah arizo kersome Samuel
let's read
echo kubiri
second Samuel
esura 2 musatu
chapter 23
aha
yes
Samuel echo kubiri esuri ya 2 musatu nolunyiriri olwokubiri
2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 2
Omoyo gwa mukama gwayogerera munze ekigambo kye nekiba ku lulimi lwange
The spirit of the Lord spoke by me and his word was in my tongue
Hey bye
bye
okuita munze.
The Lord
is the network.
Brings
which come within him.
It
has passed through your mouth. And it's sitting on your tongue.
They are not
like of usual people. Upon them there is power of the Holy Spirit.
There
are in wisdom. Spirit of wisdom.
Understanding
with the sun that from yours. Your own. Yes.
It's
a bit broad, but I want to summarize it today. You don't need that is come on the head possesses.
But if connecting
networks are the spirit,
possess,
it does not possess you. It connects on your spirit. On your spirit, it doesn't possess you and you begin to act drama. Not like that. No.
When connects
networks like this,
connecting
it connects with your spirit and you are like one person. You are like one person.
You
are not sorted at all. You remain normal. Yes. When I read Romans chapter 8 verse 16,
gives
me connections happen like this.
Romans chapter 8
verse 16.
Omoyo yenyini wamu n'omoyo gwaffe ategeeza nga tuli baana ba Katonda.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yes,
him.
Connection
is put on our spirit.
Remain
when you are sober. You are not different.
What
differs is the word he put on the tongue. And the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of the counsel, spirit of mind, spirit of knowledge, brings the fear of God, brings the spirit of God, glorifies the Father. It does not possess you.
Network.
The network connects your spirit and his. And you speak. And you put on your tongue and you feel. And that is released out. You
remain,
you understand, you connect. You
work
together both.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
you remain having control.
Have
control, say no.
So you
first explain it to me, well, then I speak it.
So
you put my tongue, I've not yet understood it.
But
you understand me well. You know the 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
32.
The spirit of prophecy is controlled by the prophet.
Is it to
connect to you? I will not control myself. I
want to
cry. I feel something. Cry. What is that? Not like that.
He's
subject to me.
You are
connected together. Sure.
The one I'm
no quotations we've agreed already. We move together.
Yes, you must win your
Jesus much.
Don't
hear things get on your head, say God is there.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus much.
Have
you understood me well? Because he has told you,
let
me go back where we've come from. Jeremiah 15 verse
19.
Your mouth ready to make it his mouthpiece. That is, speak through it. For that's the way
in
the Old and New Testaments. As we saw in Hebrews chapter
1
verse 1 to 2.
He
spoke without passing through prophets by them. In the latter days,
spirit was
passing through the sun.
The sun of him was not possessed.
It was not possessed. They passed message through him. Even apostles. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4. Say we can't say our sufficiency is ours, but they come from God.
And we wanted to understand
spirit,
where and how does it connect.
We've
been given an easy example. We were told, as you see,
radio station,
that radio station is in a specific location. In
there
are 1, 2, 3 people speaking. They don't need to come into your radio to sit in there that they speak. They need just the network,
which moves
waves of their voices to enter in your radio. The same even on television.
The television station.
Our 2, 3 people there. 1, 2, 3.
We
don't need their voices and their images.
Come
with them to sit in our television sets, which are in our homes. They need a transmitter. Image and their voices from the studio where they are, and they speak within our television sets, and you see even the images, and as if they're right there, yet they are far off. There is where we've been told that the Holy Spirit, the network between God the Father
and
the Son Jesus Christ, and himself with us. Him,
as
in the second Samuel, chapter 23, verse 2, that the Spirit was in him,
his
word was upon his tongue. He had not possessed him. No, not.
We say,
connected on his spirit. Yes. That is Romans 8, verse 16.
Our
spirits.
Asina and Abachi.
He grows of our father. But
it
does not take away your understanding.
Because
already agreed. Passing together.
You
cannot have contentions.
Amos
3 verse 3 has already caught you. Yes. That two cannot move together
except
they have agreed. And you cannot tell me you have no control. The Spirit is taking you over. Not like that.
Amos
3:3, you will quote it there down. Two cannot move together except they have agreed. And when it reaches,
though
the words have come upon your tongue,
you
have to control them.
Because
you are not possessed to remain understanding. Praise Jesus much. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter
14,
32, it's what it says.
1 Corinthians
chapter 14 verse
32. And
the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Yes.
He
submits to you that you get to agree with each other. Yes.
So she come.
You know that.
So
I cannot control it.
Ball!
And you tell that the Spirit has possessed you. In
their
synagogues, some made it out there. That Jesus has come down. I am Jesus. Who died for you. Why have you said that he is the Lord?
For
though it was an angel had come down, he came down and they saw him.
And the Lord spoke.
Even through angels, he passed his message. Them to never possessed them. Angel of the Lord came down to Bochim. And the Lord told them, I got you from the land of Egypt. And they have seen an angel, but they hear the voice of God through this angel. God does not possess anything that he can speak through it and use it. No. Let's read, we see here in Judges. Judges chapter 2, verse 1.
Ne malaika wa mukama na ave Girugali na yambuke Bokimu.
n'ayogera nti nabalinyisa okuva mu nsi ey'e Misiri ne mbaleeta mu nsi gye nalayirira bajjajjammwe ne njogera nti sirireka ndagaano yange gye nalagaana nammwe.
And the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I have brought you unto the land which I swore unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
Verse 2.
And you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3.
Nange chenavanjogera nti sibagobenga mu maso gammwe naye banabanga nga amagwa mu mbirizi zammwe nebakatonda baabwe banabanga kyambika gye muli.
Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. Yes.
Malaika wa mukama yarabika.
Angel of the Lord is one appears. But we hear God speaking.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much.
Kubanga ne weyali arabikira nabbi Musa.
Because even when he was appeared to prophet Moses,
malaika yarabika.
The angel is one appears. But after we heard, the Lord is the one speaking.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Much. What does it mean?
Sagala ku takula nyo details.
I don't want to get deeper in details. That Helen is studied as independent as it is. And it takes like a month.
And
you check up everything. Yes, I want that light to come towards us. As we move on to campaign revival and restoration of all things, we shall find them out there and they come on the heads of people to possess them. And they appear as gods. You humble and you begin to hug into them. You just cast it out. In the year 2008, when God was entering me in the city, there is a certain ministry where he took me to warn them of all those. And there,
I'd
become a center of those demons, those fallen angels who appear as gods. And right there, when I moved the pulpit and they came down, I cast them from the people. And they took me outside. They told me I am chasing God. I told them the God I know, who created heaven and earth. He does not possess any person.
He
does not speak on the head of any person. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
And
the fight began from there.
The
entire message of the heavenly journey, they rejected it. And they made me a signpost, which brings people to them that they robbed them. But God told me, be in this place. If you not remain here, demons which
afraid
of this nation as they claim to be gods, there are very many. I was there for 2 years. And they come down, they ask goats, and I'm there. And we persecute each other in the spiritual world. But they began to scatter them everywhere. And they
took
them at the prayer mountain.
Where there was a
center where different synagogues from different places gathered from. They begin to spread them everywhere. And they wanted to capture this nation never to stand for other nations. But they had hidden the name saying that they are ones who have the worldwide call. And I was there. And they made us stand on the pulpit.
When
our second born, that we are fornicators. And they made us repent. And they separated us a special chair of those who have curses. They sit there. And they could not greet us even. Even the new member, they would warn them about us.
And
wanted to push me get off the mission. And I sat there until the mission was completed. Pastor David was there. Pastor David Mirembe was there.
When
mission, I explained him everything which is there.
Yeah, so can I,
he got angered over me. He said, "You man,
no,
you know everything in this place." I told him, "I'm a spy of heaven. I can enter into those who smoke cocaine. I claim to smoke with them, yet me, I don't sort. I remain when I'm sober, seeing everything. You know, there are those they send to spy on those who are into cocaine. They smoke it and they block it on the throat where it passes it out in the nose."
Or
he pass it outside here like that. It does not go in their mind.
Well,
they don't make it delay, take long in their
chase.
When they get it out, they blow it outside.
The
more you make it take long, it pass out in the nostrils. But
we were there,
they did not. But they were on tension about me. And they could not discern. People were yearning.
When I went
to the pulpit briefly, the gods have come down. I want to worship me.
Say,
God, it's what you said.
God,
all the people,
we
are going in the heavenly journey. Now you want to be worshipped? But I tell you,
I've
never been where there is their altar.
If
we fought each other badly. The fight was in the spiritual world. And me and my wife, Prophet Deborah,
there is
no sleeping. If one sleeps, another has to remain awake, seated. In the spiritual world, there are too much on you. You fight here, this one wakes the other, they sleep, and you take over. The other goes back in the spiritual world.
Until
you reached in the journey of learning angels with their fights, and there it calmed down.
Maybe
you're in there with the Holy Spirit. Empower you to fight as you.
Don't
angels were you. But they would come from the Arab nations.
And
they come from England. They come from America. My God.
Entire
Asia sends demon here. 28. The fight was intense. We had to stand. But all this, what did you move to understand? That God created heaven and earth.
He
does not possess any person.
He
does not possess any person to speak on their heads. Him makes a mouth into his mouthpiece.
Even
the way you've heard it very well.
But
if you see anything possessing, you know you are on the devils.
Satan
and his fallen angels. The spirit which uses the disobedient children.
It uses
it, possess you and takes you away.
It
uses you over what it wants. That's why in Ephesians chapter 2, he began telling us like this. Ephesians chapter
2,
verse
1.
And you has he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Verse
2.
in which in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Yes. It uses. Our God never uses us. We work with Him. When they say the spirit which works and uses, this person uses is the other people. You don't have control over your life. You are a servant.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's the spirit that works. It uses.
He uses
the disobedient children. Satan. And his fallen angels.
Appear
gods of the nations.
And
who appear the ghosts of the dead. And they come on the heads. And they possess you. And the pastor is doing things, stretching himself like others are like frogs. And you say, now you. God does the things on your life like that. Those things not right. Let's repeat the verse 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
Bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe egy'enseno bwe giri, okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga, omwoyo gukoza kaakano mu baana abatawulira.
In which in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Yes.
Omwoyo.
The spirit which works, the prince of the power of the air, principalities. When they say the prince of the power of the air, they speak of principalities. The spirit which works
right
in the disobedient children, it just uses you.
Find
me to go in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
You
see the way they use in the darkness. Yes. They cannot allow you. There is spiritual wickedness. They have bewitched you a normal on. You have been captured. When they say the generation corrupted, it follows the prince of the power of the air, powers of darkness of the air, the spirit which works in the rebellious children. Then we have to enter Ephesians to check out some of what it uses them over. Must have been bewitched in spiritual wickedness. There are powers of darkness. It involves fallen angels. Let's read, we see. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Kubanga tetumegana na musayi na mobili. Wabula naba amasaza, na amanyi, naba fugensi abomu chizikiza chino. Nemyo yejobubi, nobulogo obomusi yomoyo mobifibia wakuru.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Yes. You wrestle not with flesh and blood.
It's
those we fight with. They've never been in this flesh. They come, they don't know how to control it. When they come in it, they want to possess the whole of it. They have never been in flesh and blood. These are fallen angels who appear gods of our nations, who appear as ghosts of the dead. They are not of flesh and blood. They have never been within it.
They
don't know how to control it. They don't know its switch.
That
it can connect to the spirit, it just falls on the entire of it like that.
And
even the false pastors who are used by these spirits,
and
indeed they are not on the things they use people to, like shaving their private parts. I hear buffing them. That make them eat grass. What's the situation? That blessed water. Eating their blessed. You see, they are really burnt. But the fires
are
not flesh and blood. But with principalities. When they speak of principalities, they speak of the prince of the power of the air, Satan. But they don't own that. It takes them time to reach level of people's
bodies.
And they'll be in the air. That they can get network over humans. They come from up and just stop on the humans. Just fall on them. Knock. Entering them. Praise Jesus much. The other that they do, they have powers of darkness. The other they have to rule over you. Yes. And they rule in darkness.
You are
still caught and is put in a certain darkness within you. And when you come, we ask you, where have you been all this while? I don't know where I've been. God has said what? You are asking us. Have you seen
that
those who raise levels as if they are sober and then they sort those who have demons divinating those ones? They have learned to control the body a little, but still you see him, he sorts as he comes back to soberness. That's why those they said that the spirit has come down, but not going gained control over him. Who tells you? Who empowers the other on the two?
Receive.
That
follow.
Receive. And you're falling down. Let's say you, pastor.
Yeah.
When the spirit came, he beat me down. That was too much. You had not learned to control him. Who strengthens the other on the two? Now them there. There are many tricks there.
First,
no wrestling flesh and blood.
We
have never been flesh and blood. Now to come down in it like that, do not know its control. That's why many times when they begin revival of the slimes, they begin throw you in the altar fires, roll you in them. They will learn to control the fire, the body. I see them in some churches that you'll be filled with the Spirit,
yet
demons are possessing you. Never seen people be filled the Spirit. And they sought. And they even fall roll on the floor. Act the Spirit came, the God filled to the fullness. Apostle Peter stood sober, he spoke, and said, we are not drunk. But this is what was spoken about. But this generation is very... There are many confusions these days. They don't know how to control the body. They just fall upon it like that. Those who reason levels, they are those who divine it.
They are
demons on level of divinating. They are on and they get off. Now there, these are principalities in the sky.
Direct,
come down, direct knock in the heads of people. They have powers of darkness. They are ones to rule. And they rule in darkness of ignorance. They have spiritual wickedness. They bewitch you.
If
you come back, you don't understand things well. Right now,
use
spiritual wickedness in possessing humans. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. As you see the first Samuel chapter 28. This woman who had a demon upon her. Yes. They possess you just the entire system. And it possessed the whole of her.
And
she began as if she's sober. Eventually we saw she's been possessed.
As
she spoke with the king Saul.
And
the woman explains. After they consumed, possessed the whole of her. And the ghost which called itself the prophet Samuel. It's one which spoke on her head. Why are you erasing me?
Yeah.
Praise Jesus much. Let's go in Samuel we see.
Samuel ekisooka esuli ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
First Samuel chapter 28 verse 5.
Awo Sawulo bwe yalaba eggye ly'Abafirisuuti n'atya, omwoyo gwe ne gukankana nnyo.
And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart greatly trembled.
Olunyiriri omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Awo Sawulo bwe yabuuza Mukama, Mukama n'atamwanukula newankubadde mu birooto, newankubadde mu Yurimu.
And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Verse
7.
And Saul said unto his servants, seek me a woman who is a medium, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that is a medium at Endo. Yes.
This
one with a demon, a ghost upon her. The fallen angels. Verse 11, we don't take much time. These are what happened. And this woman is being possessed.
Samuel ekisooka esuli ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
First Samuel chapter 28 verse 11.
Awo mukazi n'ayogera nti ani gwe mba nkulinnyisiza, n'ayogera nti ninnyisiza Samwiri.
Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto you? And he said, bring me up Samuel.
Olunyiriri ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Verse 12.
Awo mukazi bwe yalaba Samwiri n'akaaba n'eddoboozi ddene, omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti, onimbidde ki?
And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, why have you deceived me? For you are Saul. You see, when the demon is coming, she was still on, sober. The woman is still sober on, but they have taken a portion of her. Yes.
You're going to see,
a time has come, she's been fully possessed. Sure.
Samuel ekisooka esuli ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
First Samuel chapter 28 verse 14.
Kabaka n'amugamba nti totya, kubanga olaba ki? Omukazi n'agamba Sawulo nti ndaba Katonda ng'ava mu ttaka ng'ayambuka.
And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what saw you? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw a goat ascending out of the earth. The woman is still speaking as her. She's still on, but connected to the spiritual world. She's about to be possessed. But remember, this one he calls that God. We know it is a ghost. The spirit in the first Samuel. Chapter 16. Start from verse 14. Start from verse 14 to 20. You will see that which troubled him.
It
is the same now, it is in the shrine. It appears as Prophet Samuel. Let's move here.
Samuel ekisooka esuli ya 28 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
First Samuel chapter 28 verse 14.
Namugamba nti embala ye eri etya? N'ayogera nti omukadde ayambuka era yeenagiddeko omunagiro. Sawulo n'ategeera nga ye Samwiri n'avunnama amaaso ge ne yeeyanza.
He said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man comes up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped. The demon transformed itself.
What
we saw in the 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 4 and 15, Satan transformed himself as angel of light, even his servants, transformed as preachers of righteousness. Just as Samuel is preacher of righteousness,
the
mention of fallen angels is not a problem. Yes.
Realized
on the cloth, it transformed itself in the
na
image. All through the woman is owned, but the network is being taken away.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Samuel Chisoka, Esura Eabiri Momunana, Norunyiri Orekominetan.
1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 15.
Awo Samuel Nagamba Sauronti, Ruacho Kongo Rokosa, Okuni Nisa. Sauron Adamunti, Nera Likiri Denyo. Kubanga abafirisuti balwana nange era Katonda anvuddeko sitachanya nokula ne wankubadde mu bannabbi ne wankubadde mu biroto.
And Samuel said unto Saul, why have you disturbed me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am much distressed, for the Philistine make war against me, and God has departed from me. Yes.
Yeah,
the woman is totally possessed. Sure.
Kati
now the ghost, a demon, is upon her.
It's
what speaks through her mouth. She's no more there.
They have
put her in the world of darkness.
And
they come back, they cannot realize where they have been. But have you seen that? If you consider Acts 16 verse 16 up to 20, there are those on level of demons divinating.
Between
the state of being on and being off. This woman was both in those states.
She
remained connected and get this in the real world. And speak them out,
which
a time they had possessed the whole of her. And
they are
ones who are on the head speaking. Now there are churches. And they became shrines like that. And they no more divinate. They move beyond that level. They are on the head, possess the people there. How many of you have ever been on the prayer mountain?
Prayer mountain, Uganda.
Apostle John Mulinde. Have you ever seen those things? When were you there? There is a woman. She was called Chimuli's wife. Yes, that woman. That one. She demons came on the height. And they reached rule, and now they rule over the man seriously. Even when they're going for the marital dining, the demons decide. Yes. They're asking who? the husband has got to permit. Okay. And God will come fight him. Slap him off. Man. Get off.
Now the world
has things in there. You need much light of the word of God, in which pass through knowledge, that it demonstrates, it enlightens, and it reveals even the hidden things of Satan.
And
there are many branches which have sprouted up because they lost the power. As I speak, they would have spread, consumed the entire Uganda.
They knew
when they based on the prayer mountain.
Then
they are finished. See how I went there also. I was in the pulpit preaching. I see them, they want to come on the heads. I say, you dare start, get on those heads.
The
men sat in an emergency meeting.
They stopped
up the congregation and requested we come back the next day.
But
that night I saw an angel of fire.
Powered
fire on the entire mountain, fire on it.
It
means there are all powers they burnt them. And we struck the entire mountain, it humbled, calm down.
There's
no more power. What do you see there? They had risen levels.
And they wanted
peace. I say God will go there, all of them. And they don't say go to other place. That you can
plant
network of anointing and rain fire there. They were there, they strangled people. They confused them fast. There's no eating.
Or
some of them tie chains and throw their keys far.
And they fight
the ground and dike. But they threw the keys there on the chain on the tree. And the hunger is, save me. And they eat the grass and the soil. Nothing.
Man.
Madness was up on that mountain.
But
God helped us burn the fire right there.
And
it all drew cold. It had risen up seriously. And it's waited all both from nations. They go planting that all over. Very few took them to nations out there. But our God never possesses any person that is speak upon their head. But he makes a mouth his mouthpiece. And our God, he does not use any person. We work with him. We work with him. I don't want to use a word which says that God is using that apostle. He has never used me. I work with God.
The
person they use, they are not on. They are captives. As you hear that this one used, defiled a young child. They have not network to do that. But they use them. Pastor Benjamin. This person used the young child.
The network is not going, you are forcing yourself.
Yes. Defilement is a great case. Even if a woman I say that they raped me, they imprisoned you for that.
But you
said that we are in love. Are in love, what is the problem?
So
we God does not use us. That then is very wrong. Those who use people, they are imprisoned.
Even
angels who appear gods of a nation and demons of the clans. After using people, we cause them to be bound.
Because
they use them without their will.
First
Corinthians chapter
3,
verse
9.
The living God, we work with him. Let's read, we see.
Abakolinse ekisooka, essuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9.
Kubanga Katonda, tuli bakozi banne. Muli nnimiro ya Katonda, muli nnyumba ya Katonda.
For we are revelers together with God. You are God's field. You are God's building. Yes.
Kubanga Katonda, tuli bakozi banne.
God, we are revelers together with him.
We
are not his worker that he use us.
Tatukoza.
He doesn't use us. We work with him. We agree.
Akora ankora.
He works, I'm working.
Stands jao.
It does not take me away.
Sina kuvako.
I should not sort and get away.
Yes, you ever see
you. Praise Jesus much.
Katonda omulamu.
The living God.
Katonda yatonde
God. God who created heaven and earth.
Takoza muntu yena.
He does not use any person.
Tapossessing a muntu
yena. He does not possess any person.
Tari nyamutwe gwa muntu yena okumwogeza.
Okwogera ku yee. Person speak on it.
When he moves
2 Corinthians chapter 6, he gives you more proof.
2
Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1.
Era bwe tukolera emirimu awamu naye, tubeegayirira obutaweerwa bwereere kisa kya Katonda.
We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Yes. Grace we work together with him. Not to take us off.
And between
working with him, he first begin to update you. He speak with you. And you ask him everything. How are we to speak on the pulpit? Unto your people. And you sit in the council of his words. And you converse with him. And you mark them very well. And you analyze them. You come proclaim to his people. His words. And you are no more. And you work together. Our Lord Jesus says, level of servant, I've taken you off it. Now your friends.
And the new
covenant changed the word of being used by God.
Was
used much in the Old Testament, it was a fault.
It's
one of the faults meant to be revived. Our Lord Jesus said, no. Me, I came down level of servants. I want to redeem you from being servants. You become my friends. We work together. And the servant does not the master's business. But his friend knows. I want to work together. You understand me. You understand what I do.
Amen.
He became servants. He
went
to take us to level servants.
We
become his friends. I would have read Philippians, but you write it down. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, up to 12. That he came down, became a servant. But his intention, get us from level be servant for you. Evil Satan has tricks of using people. You will say that God to uses them. God to make them servants. He say, I've moved you from servants. You are now my friends. Baby,
and
you have to know what we do. I don't want to remain when you do not know. For I do you for your sins, even your ignorance.
And
your world is in the hands of the evil. The Son of Man came to manifest, give us wisdom and understanding.
Sure.
These things are very interesting.
He
didn't leave us when we are daft working, we don't understand. No. Write down Philippians 2, verse 5 to 12. But it's explained by John. John 15. And he says this.
Yokane sura ya 15 no runyiriri ole 13.
John chapter 15, verse 14.
Tewali alino kwagala okuneno okusinga kuno.
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Verse
15.
From now on, I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Yes.
He
took us from level be servants. For being servant, you are used.
Nagamba,
he said no.
Okuveda,
right from all, we have been used, we've not been using any person. And in the Old Testament, God spoke through the prophets. He never used them.
It
was an error we committed in the Old Testament to say that God uses us. Praise Jesus much. But our Lord Jesus,
said
in Philippians 2 verse 5 up to 12, he came at the level of a servant that he can redeem all who were servants, makes us his friends.
As spoken in
John 15, that from verse 14 up to 15.
He said,
you're normal servants.
And
I find you that you say the servant of Jesus. No. These are servants of Allah. We are not servants. We are friends of Jesus. We serve together with Jesus. We work with Jesus. We are not used by Jesus. We are not servants of Allah.
No.
The servants of Allah, they're out there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Servants of Allah, they're there. Am I deceiving?
Have
you heard that they are servants of Allah? Jesus took us from that level. We are his friends. We work in our own kingdom. Not that a servant is a hiring. Who cannot even enter the house of those people he's serving.
And
they make for them their house separated. But we are children of the house. According to Ephesians 2 verse 18 up to 20, we are normal strangers and trojans. We were entered, we became friends. And if you are ministering, if you are a servant level, no, you are working for your kingdom. Don't say, Lord, let me serve you. I don't serve myself.
Say,
Lord, I'm serving our kingdom. And I'm your friend. I work together with you. After the world fell in the hand of the evil, our Lord Jesus came to redeem us from that servanthood. He annoyed that we no more be used, but we work with God.
When he
told us all that the Father told him, that we can know. The servant knows nothing.
He is
just used. Praise Jesus much. And in the first John, he said, that he gave us of the Father, the hand of the evil, he came give wisdom and understanding. And we became work together in the wisdom in the world. Understand together with him. Even gave us his mindset. He said, we have the mind of Christ. And he said, my mind speak this today. When I see those still used by demons, that God came down, those foolish things never bring them here. And we chase them even in the world.
They
are worthy to be in hell.
But
both using humans to commit a curse. Worthy of being in prisons.
Let's
read in the first John, we see.
Ebalo yokana ekisoka esule yokutano no lunyiriri olukumi no mwenda.
First John chapter 5 verse 19.
Tumanyinga tuli ba Katonda nsi yonna eri mu bubi.
And we know that we are of God and the whole world lies in wickedness.
Olunyola 22.
Verse 20.
Era tumanyi ngo mwana wa Katonda yajja natuwo okutegeera n'okumanya. Era tumumanyi owamazima. Era tuli mwoyo owamazima. Mu mwana we Yesu Kristo. Oyo ye Katonda wa mazima n'obulamu obutagwawo.
And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding, and that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
Yes.
Yes. Him alone gives wisdom and understanding.
The
one lies the hand of the wicked. He uses it. He gets on their heads, possessing their heads in divination. They don't know. The church, it has entered demons. If there are people in fields, they fall and they roll on the floors.
One I know
brought in, they must be being delivered of demons, but no one being filled of the spirits.
And
truth is what is in the scriptures.
Wow.
The God of truth chooses us when we are foolish. And he chooses the foolish of the world. And gives them wisdom and understanding. He gives them his mindset. And he says the spiritual man, rich and can discern all, for he's together with the spirits.
It
has the mind of God within him. They are the holy scriptures. The extreme thoughts of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I would have spoken much. Reaching to the sun for you. How God passed through his words in his servants when he's not possessed to them.
And
I show you those who were possessed. Demons pass the words how they appear. But time cannot allow
it.
And it will be then that heading we shall study that God created heaven and earth. He does not possess any person to speak upon their heads. But it makes our mouth into his mouth
be.
God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Living, putting in action, even to be ready to spread to the many
in
the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.